Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast, now globally ranked and listened to in more than 30 countries worldwide. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, a disabled entrepreneur, independent publisher of books that matter, and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com. Happy New Year from Soulful Valley. This year, we have two multi-author book collaborations launching in the spring. Entangled No More, Women Who Broke Free from Toxic Relationships, Building Their Own Empires, and the second book in the series, Evolving on Purpose, Co-Creating with the Divine. If you're a holistic coach or healer and would love to become a best-selling author this spring, come over and connect with me at soulfulvalley.com for details on how to apply. Emmy Matale is an intuitive healer, energy medicine practitioner, and a shamanic womb priestess and teacher dedicated to reawakening ancient feminine wisdom. She works with women one-on-one and in groups, both face-to-face, online, and in retreat settings, with the intention of raising the frequency of our planet and fostering healing one womb at a time. Trained in various ancient and more modern healing modalities, Emmy creates sacred, safe, and non-judgmental spaces for deep healing and transformation, and facilitates the emergence of authentic connection, profound knowing, and inner power for women of all ages around the world. Founder of Feminine Revered, Emmy also hosts the Sacred Feminine Power podcast, is a best-selling co-author of Fearless Presence, Embodying Your Essence for Soul-Aligned Success, and runs House of Gaia, a suburban sanctuary and a centre for healing and transformation in Lusaka, Zambia. With an MA in Human Rights, Emmy is dedicated to women's and child rights and is an advocate for health freedom. Hello and welcome, Emmy, to the Soulful Valley podcast.
Thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure to be here with you.
I'm so happy to have you here. You're actually the first guest on the podcast in 2022 that I'm interviewing, so I've had a little bit of a break. Yeah. and it was awesome to have you in because I've also had a few synchronicities around what you do. So in the last few days, knowing that you're coming on, I've had an email about what you do from somebody else, and I've had somebody invite me to an actual live session locally with somebody who does what you do, which is brilliant because we just don't get people doing these things in the UK local to me. So I knew there's a reason that you're coming on here to talk to me about this today. So just so that the audience know what I'm talking about here, can you explain, Emmy, to our listeners what it is that you do?
Absolutely. So I am an intuitive healer, energy medicine practitioner, and a shamanic womb priestess. So I work predominantly with women, and I support them to reconnect with the ancient feminine wisdom that we all hold within ourselves and within our wombs, but many of us have forgotten about. And I also support women to heal the wounds that are keeping themselves from loving themselves exactly the way they are, and really to step into their sacred feminine power so that they can share their soul gifts with the world and really truly walk the paths that they are meant to walk in this lifetime on this beautiful planet of ours. And I truly believe that when women do this healing work, not only are they doing the healing for themselves, but they're also doing it for those who came before them, those who come after them, as well as for the collective as in terms of humanity, and the collective in terms of our planet and even beyond.
And that's beautiful. And it's something I have been, I've been quite drawn to lately, because I feel, obviously intuitively, I feel it's something that I'd like to work with. And it's not just that we've forgotten it, is it? It's that a lot of us have never even been aware of this lifetime or our mothers. So it's a beautiful topic to bring onto a podcast that's covering over 30 countries, because I want more people to understand the importance of something like this. Emmy, how did you learn about this? How did this end up in your life?
Well, I've been drawn to the healing arts ever since I was a little girl, and always been really drawn to shamanic societies and indigenous cultures, and really overall ways in which we can heal and support ourselves outside of the Western allopathic medical circles, which of course are important and carry tremendous significance for so many of us in many ways. But really that understanding that our bodies are incredibly powerful, and we truly have in ourselves, in our DNA, so many healing capacities and so many healing abilities that we're not even aware of. So really remembering that and returning to a place where we can trust our bodies at the level that we're communicating with our bodies, and we are not seeing our bodies as the enemy, as something that we have to constantly fight against, or illnesses that we have to constantly fight against, but really learning to flow and listen to the deeper messages from our bodies and from the illnesses that we might have. And although my career that I focused on and built for myself over a couple of decades took me in a slightly different field. I focused on humanitarian work and development aid, and really worked with women's rights and child rights for a long time. The healing arts and the passion for this path was always with me. And the work that I do now with women is to a large extent based on my own experiences, the trauma and the wounding that I have carried from this lifetime and other lifetimes and through my lineages. So from my parents and great parents and grandparents and great great grandparents and beyond, as well as I started to work with clients with this healing work, also their experiences, and really starting to see very clearly certain kinds of patterns that especially us women hold on to deep inside ourselves, and that can absolutely be tapped into and released as well, and turned into something that is beautiful and empowering.
Thank you. And what kind of transformations have you seen women, or have you been through in your life because of this work that you do?
Oh my goodness me, there's so many. But really, one of the biggest ones is re-remembering that wisdom that we all carry within ourselves, and especially within our womb spaces. I work a lot with the womb space, and I consider the womb a sacred portal into feminine wisdom and power, and even into other dimensions, other kinds of wisdom and knowing that many of us have become disconnected from. And when we start to work consciously with that inner knowing, with that inner wisdom and that wisdom of our wombs, it really just radically changes the way we look at ourselves and the way we make decisions and choices on our paths as well. We are no longer looking for that external validation from someone else, but we have the courage to trust what our intuition, what our inner knowing is telling us to do. And we have the courage to act upon that knowing and that knowledge. What I've seen, especially in my own life and also in the lives of my clients, is that there is this beautiful sense of self-worth and this sense of self-acceptance that comes through this work. So many of us hold on to these wounds around of not being enough, of not really having the courage to speak our truth or shine our light and really share the gifts that we were born with in this lifetime. And when we do the healing work, when we release the kind of trauma that's kind of holding us back and keeping us stuck in limiting beliefs about ourselves, we then have the courage to really start to express ourselves authentically, to speak our truth in a way that affirms who we are, affirms our stories, and affirms our messages, and also allows us to start living life from a deeper, stronger groundedness and rootedness into our own bodies, into our own wisdom, our purpose. And also, what is hugely important in my work as well is this knowing that we are always, always supported. We are supported by Mother Earth. So grounding into Mother Earth and really consciously connecting with her nourishment and her wisdom is super important in my work, but also connecting with the divine. And for me, that is the Great Mother. For others, it might be the source, it might be the universe, it might be God, whatever name you choose to call it, learning to work with this divine source and learning to align with the messages from the divine and learning to really trust and surrender to the knowing that we are always held, we are always supported. And the more we can trust in that, the more flow there will be in our lives and the more miracles and magic and synchronicities will also start to flow in.
Absolutely. And I've been a witness to that myself, because there's some little techniques that I use daily that I've had magical things happen in my life over the last 12 months because I've taken things so seriously, like grounding outside in the garden barefoot in the grass every day and connecting to source regularly throughout the day, and the moon cycles, just so many things. There's so many things that I do naturally now that have shifted just the trajectory of my life. So I really get this, and I can feel now why I've been drawn to the importance of womb healing. As it's womb healing, is this something that men get involved in? Obviously they don't have a womb, but the kind of things that we're talking about sounds like something that could be great for everybody anyway.
Absolutely. And although men don't have physical womb spaces per se, they have the energy of the womb space inside their lower bellies, or what could be called the hara in Japanese healing traditions, or the tantien in more Taoist practices as well. And they can always connect to the energy of this womb. I mean, we all have been born from and within the collective womb consciousness. So we all carry this energy inside ourselves, inside our bodies. So men can absolutely do this work. It might be a little bit tricky and difficult in the beginning to connect to that energy, but the more you practice, the easier it becomes. And the same also goes for women who no longer have physical womb spaces, because the energy of the physical organ will always be there. And that energy can always be worked with.
And some would also know this as, is it the sacral chakra?
It's a little bit different from the sacral chakra. Yes, it's a little bit different. I mean, the womb itself as the physical organ is, of course, in the lower belly, deep in the lower belly. Mm. Whereas the sacral chakra is perhaps in a slightly different position. So I do work with the chakras, but the womb itself, and there is also something called the holy womb chakra, which is something that was worked with a long, long time ago, for example, in India, where there are some very specific sacred practices, some very sacred mantras and yantras and other kinds of healing modalities that have been combined to work with the holy womb chakra as well, that really can intensify your own healing process and really start to expand your abilities and your capacities to a whole new other level as well.
Fascinating, isn't it? I can't wait to get more involved in all of this. How can people find out more about this through you? How can they connect with you if they want to go deeper with this?
So I have a website that's femininerevered.com, where there's information about the kind of work that I do. And there's also testimonials from my clients if you are interested to know how it's really been impacting people. And then also I have a Facebook page, Feminine Revered, as well as an Instagram handle, which is also Feminine Revered. So those are the main places to find me. And through my website, you can also subscribe to my mailing list and start to receive regular-ish emails from me with lots of content, lots of free meditations and guided journeys, and also different kind of energy release processes that I send out on a regular basis. Also different kinds of offers for the kind of work I do with clients.
And I came across on your website today, I recognized a book that I've downloaded and I haven't read it yet, but I believe it was a multi-author book.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Fearless Presence. Yes, that's right.
So when I spotted that, I was like, I didn't even realize when you applied that you'd been in one. What was your experience like in Fearless Presence, and how can people find that? Because obviously you've written a whole chapter there that could be beneficial for people to read the story as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the chapter that I wrote really focused on what I call the sister wound. And this is really about the pattern that many of us women are kind of innately drawn into just by virtue of us being women, which is around, rather than lifting each other up and supporting each other as women and being truly happy for each other's successes, we tend to criticize, we tend to compare, we tend to compete, we tend to gossip, we tend to just kind of pull each other down. And this, of course, has a lot of historical roots as well. But in that chapter, I go into my own story with the sister wound and how healing that sister wound has really supported me on my path and led to, again, many miraculous incidences in my own life. But yes, the experience of being in a multi-author book was really beautiful. Not only do you get to network with all these amazing souls who are also contributing towards the book, but you really get to tell your story in a way that is meaningful to you. And what I've come to realize is also meaningful to so many people who read it. And I have been wanting to write and birth a book for the longest time. There's been several books in my head now for many, many years. And taking part in the multi-author book was a really beautiful way, like almost like a soft landing to enter that world of writing. And it was just beautiful to dedicate a specific amount of time, pretty much on a daily basis, to the writing process and to turn it into this really sacred moment that is for me and about me and nobody else, and really just allow myself to connect deeply again to that deeper inner wisdom and allow the words of the story just to flow onto the pages or onto my laptop. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. And you did mention that you might be able to do a little experience, a meditation for us today. Are you open to doing that?
Absolutely, yeah. Would you like me to focus on the womb?
Since yeah, that is please. Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So I'll do a brief meditation where we connect with our own wombs, and then we connect with the womb of Gaia, so Mother Earth's womb, and then also to the great cosmic womb, which is the primordial black hole, the birther of all things. But I'll try and keep it brief so that you can just get a taster of it, but still get a chance to know how it feels to do that work. Okay, beautiful. So let's start by taking a couple of really deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And if it feels safe, you're welcome to close your eyes. And just allow this breath to take you deeper into the present moment, into your beautiful, precious body, and into the sacred container that we have created here. And allow yourself to take the deepest breath you've taken all day today. Beautiful. And then start to bring your awareness inwards and connect with your womb. Again, with the energy of your womb, if you no longer have the physical organ or are a man. And if you do have a physical womb, connect with this organ. You might be able to see it or just sense it. And you might even want to place your hands over your lower belly. And greet your womb space. Say hello to her. Smile at her. And just tune into her energy. And just notice what you feel, how the energies are like today. And there's no right or wrong here. Whatever you feel, whatever you notice, even if the connection might feel a little bit challenging at first, just open up to the possibility that you are connecting with your sacred portal. And as you tune into your womb space, you feel into this beautiful, dark, velvety energy inside your womb. This darkness that makes the miracle of life possible. And as you do so, you can feel this warm, soft glow, this golden glow start to emanate from your womb space. You allow this golden glow to expand inside your womb and feel the warmth of it. Feel the power of it. And then allow this golden light to expand as a beam of light downwards, down all the way to Mother Earth, and feel this golden beam of light from your womb space travel further into Mother Earth, into her rich, dark soil, burrowing deeper and deeper, all the way down to the very center of Mother Earth, the womb of Gaia. And at the center of the womb of Gaia is a beautiful quartz crystal that's pulsating and emanating with the most beautiful healing light. And this golden beam from your womb space touches this crystal. And as you breathe in, you start to breathe in this energy, this healing, nourishing energy from Mother Earth, bringing it all the way up to your own womb space and allowing it to swirl around inside your womb, clearing, cleansing, releasing that which no longer serves. Keep breathing, pulling up this energy from Mother Earth and releasing that which no longer serves back to Mama Earth. She loves to recycle. She loves to take in that which we no longer need. And she turns it into something beautiful and empowering. And then allow this golden beam of light from your womb space to start to expand upwards. All the way up to the skies, all the way up to space, all the way up to the great cosmic womb, the primordial black hole, the birther of all things. And just tune into this expansive energy, this opening, allowing beautiful energy of the great cosmic womb. And as you breathe in, you start to pull in this energy through your golden beam of light down into your own womb space. And feel these energies from the great cosmic womb mingle and swirl around inside your womb space, mixing with your energy, mixing with the energy from Mama Earth, clearing, cleansing, opening, making space for the new. And for a few moments, just keep breathing in silence, drawing in this beautiful energy and allowing it to bring healing and loving energy to your womb. Beautiful. And then bring your awareness back to your womb space again. Pull in those beams of light and breathe in and out of your womb space a couple of times. Send some gratitude to Mama Gaia. Send some gratitude to the great cosmic womb. And then send some gratitude to your own womb space for all the wisdom that she holds, for all the healing powers that she holds. And then very, very slowly at your own pace, and there's absolutely no rush here, you can start to bring your awareness back to the rest of your body, your beautiful body temple. To the room that you are in, noticing any sounds that there may be. You might want to wiggle your fingers and your toes a little bit. And when you feel ready, you're welcome to open your eyes, but take your time. Welcome back.
Wow, that was beautiful. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so relaxed.
Good. Beautiful. That's a really beautiful way to, on a daily basis, nourish your womb space and the rest of your body as well, and really connect deeply with Mother Earth and celestial energies and the cosmic energies that we are so held by at all times.
Thank you so much, Emmy, for this sacred, sacred episode today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before you leave?
Maybe just to mention that it's never too late to do the healing work. It doesn't matter how much you've gone through. It doesn't matter what age you are. Healing is always possible. And when you have the courage to look into the shadows, to look into the wounds, you start to discover the most amazing gifts and treasures in them as well. And so much can happen so very quickly, especially with the energies that are all around us at the moment on our planet and beyond.
Thank you so much again for today.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review, so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.